Auburn 4.7, Andy and Mel, 8:05, up to 31 today. It is, it's going to be a normal couple of days and then Blizzard Watch, so can't say I didn't warn you. Been beating that up.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so inappropriate flirtations. We had a list of the five most popular ones and looking for some more. If you have one, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. I got a text here that said, I was once told when I was married that I must be an escort because I was that pretty. Mm. Uh-huh. Mm. Horrible. I got my free drink and walked away from him.
Wow.
How often do you do that? Take a drink, guy buys you a drink, and then you're just like, all right, thanks. Gone.
Sometimes. I don't know. I mean, I try to at least talk to him a little bit, but if he would have said that to me, I would have went on with my business. I would have like, are you kidding?
Wow. I got another text here that says, I had a guy tell me it's okay, I'm married too. So it cancels it out as far as cheating.
Oh.
Then he grabbed my hand and tried to make me feel his rock hard abs.
Wow.
Yeah. That is amazing. I don't get that. I don't. It doesn't compute
wow.
with me. Do not understand it at all. 361-5557, or you can email or text to am@hot1047.com. Casey's on the phone. How are you, Casey?
I'm good.
So something strange someone did hitting on you.
Well, I was at the bar, and I was sitting in a chair by the pool tables, and I had a guy literally come up and start dancing in my face on the chair.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you were sitting down in a chair?
Yes.
And, like, he danced on the chair next to you?
No, he was trying to be a Chippendale dancer, I think, because it was all in my face.
Oh, okay.
So is
seriously.
Junk was in your face?
Yes.
And he thought he was a stripper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Did he have a chance in hell of pulling that off?
If you were a little kid, or maybe.
Okay. Kind of a, are you saying he was a brown bagger?
Yeah, he was not very nice looking.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the call, Casey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got a text here.
Brown bagger.
Or an email. Was that inappropriate? Was that rude?
Kind
of. Okay.
It's funny.
I got an email from Melissa. Said there was a couple weeks ago, there was a not too shabby looking guy checking me out. And I'm thinking to myself, I still got it. Ha ha. The band was playing the song Jump by Van Halen. And all of a sudden the guy leans over, gets real close, booze breath and all, and says to me, God, I wish you would jump. And she parenthetically says that she is cursed / blessed in the chest area.
Mm.
Being the bigger person, I think pun was not intended, she just turned around and ignored him after giving him a death glare. I should have knocked him out. Yeah, maybe you should have. Maybe. John is on the phone. How are you, John?
Not too bad.
So, inappropriate flirting, you ever have a girl come up and do something weird?
Well, I've been married way too long to be at the bar hitting on people, but I got a buddy of mine who's not married.
Uh-huh.
And the way that he hits on girls, at least he used to, was he'd walk up to them, and he didn't care if he was they were with somebody or not, say, do you like George Strait? And if they said yes, he'd look down at his, well, groin.
Yeah.
Yell, woohoo, do you hear that, George?
He did not.
Yep, dead serious.
Oh, my God.
That was his favorite way to hit on people.
So,
did it ever work?
Yeah.
Once.
Oh, my God.
Hey, 1 out of 50.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my, that's so inappropriate.
Yeah, it is, but...
Yeah.
Makes for a really good story,
it
though.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I would have laughed my butt off, though,
yeah.
if he would have done that to me.
That was most of his response was people just laughing in his face.
That's awesome. Thanks for the call, John.
Yeah, not a problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amarillo by morning.
check yes or no.
I'm guessing that's going to be a no most of the time. More of your calls and texts coming up. 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is the 8:22. We're going to top out today at 31. Little windy. Blizzard watch for Sunday. Enjoy that as best you can. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I tried being normal once. It was the worst 10 minutes of my life.
Christopher Walken did an interview with Rolling Stone.
Okay.
And he shared his number one lesson in life. That lesson was...
I got a fever, and the only prescription... It's more cowbell.
No, that's not it.
No, that wasn't it. It was actually...
I gotta have more cowbell.
No, that's not it wasn't it either. That. No, here's the real deal here.
I think you could give me three lessons in life that I can take with me today that I really want.
They're pretty basic. You know, even in the limo, I buckle my seatbelt. Who do you know who puts the... When you get in the limo, no. You put your... Nobody.
Nobody.
I do. I got that seatbelt on, you know, before the car moves.
So number one lesson in life is to buckle up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And lesson number two.
I gotta have more cowbell.
I agree with that one.
I do too. So inappropriate flirting that you have received. We've had some good ones. We've gotten a few calls from people that we can't put on the air.
No, we cannot. I wish we could.
But they're good nonetheless. I got a text here that from 5456. I had a guy come up to me after watching me dance all night and said, I've been watching you all night. You look great. Naked in my mind. I can't wait to see it in person.
Oh.
Watching you all night?
Creeper.
Yeah. I don't know how much more creepy it could possibly be.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty... Shelly's on the phone. How are you, Shelly?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So, inappropriate hitting on-ness?
Yes. I work in a deli, and I wait on people and, you know, give them food. Well, I can't wear my wedding rings because I work with food, and
they're
all yucky. And the gloves, you know, they tear them or whatever.
Sure.
So anyway, I don't wear my rings, and this one guy comes in there, and I think he used to be in the Army because you can just tell. And he always wears an Army shirt, and he's always hitting on me. And one day he finally said, you know, we should just take our lunch and go somewhere. And I just said, well, I don't think my husband would appreciate that. Oh, we'll just leave him behind.
Oh, really?
I hate jerk faces that do that.
Yeah. And you would not believe all the old men that do that.
Oh,
I believe it.
It's horrible. It's funny, though.
I bartended and served for 8 years. I believe it.
Yeah.
I worked food my whole life, and I just, the inappropriate stuff, but.
When I was single, as soon as I spotted a ring or caught wind of that, I never did accidentally hit on anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always went the other way.
But as soon as I saw a ring, I'm like, oh, damn it. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so I mean, but yeah, it happens all the time here, but, you know, this doesn't have anything to do with a guy, but I got to tell you a cute story about my granddaughter. We went shopping one day, and I found a pair of jeans that I thought were really cute, and I said, Indica, she's 10. I said, Indica, I said, do you like these jeans? I said, can Grandma get them? She says, Grandma, I hate to tell you this, but them are not Grandma jeans. So I put them back, and I actually seen a lady, and this lady walking through the deli the other day. In the same jeans that I had picked out. She's my age.
Oh, that sucks.
And I looked at Indica later, and I said, you know something, sweetie? I said, thank you so much.
That's awesome. Thank you for the call, Shelly.
All right. You bye-bye. Have a great day.
Yeah, I can't wait till I'm that age. I don't think I'll have that problem, though.
With wearing grandma jeans?
Well, no, with wearing clothes that are too young for me.
Oh, probably not.
Because I already don't wear clothes that are young enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead, say something about my sweatshirt.
I gave it to you. That's what I'm going to say. It looks
just
really nice on you.
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. Did you hear about this?
What?
About Facebook?
What about it?
It's kind of breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Facebook is going dark on the 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Of March.
Oh, you did pick up on it?
Yep.
See, Johnny did that to me yesterday, and I didn't.
Are you blonde?
I was not a little bit.
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
I was actually, he calls me up in my office, and he's like, dude, did you hear about Facebook? I'm like, what? It's going dark on the 29th, 30th, and 31st. I'm like, really? And so I'm already on Google News going, Facebook going dark, blah, blah, blah. I'm not finding anything. And I'm like, where did you see this? And he's laughing. Dude, there is no 29th, 30th, or 31st. Yeah. All right.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that was me yesterday.
Oh, I didn't fall for that.
Nope.
Good try, though.
You didn't.
Good work.
Although you did have a calendar staring you in the face.
Well, I was like, February 29th. What? There's no such thing. Yeah. Like, it clicked pretty fast.
There is a 29th, but only once every 4 years.
Yeah.
Not this year.
It clicked pretty fast that that was not going to be in February.
It didn't click with me, though. So, yep, I was had.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we've got dirt coming up in a few. Also, some more Bitterball tickets to give away. Hang on.
Hot 104. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. That is fun. Carry on. 8:42. They'll be playing at the Grammys on Sunday. It's a very, very torn Sunday night for me. There'll be a blizzard going on.
Yeah.
And then on top of the blizzard, then I will have to I'll DVR it because there's no way in hell.
This isn't a democracy anymore.
I'm missing the comeback of The Walking Dead for the second half of season 3.
No.
Can't be missed.
Mm-mm.
I posted a picture on my personal Facebook the other day.
I saw it.
The most anticipated days in February.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2% said Valentine's Day. 98% said The Return of The Walking Dead.
Yep.
And somebody commented on it, a friend of mine, and said, I'm not really that into zombies. That's the thing.
It's not about the zombies.
It's not a show about zombies.
Mm-mm.
They're just a character.
Yep.
It's a show about survival.
It is.
And soap opera.
It is a soap opera.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Love triangles and the whole nine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Babies.
All right. So, are you ready, Mel?
Oh, I am ready.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Because I
am so winning this week.
You don't typically do very well at new movie.
Are you kidding me? I always answer correctly. You're the one that screws it up.
Okay, well, let's give it a whirl
all
here.
Right.
Here is your first clip for Name That New Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll try it again, and this time I'll actually turn the sound up.
Okay,
on it.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I saw her 4 years ago for a little over 9 months. She didn't just have the rug pulled from under her. She had the rug, the home, the husband, her entire life gone. Even the health insurance. She moved into the city to find work, and I never heard from her again.
All right, Mel, name that new movie.
Identity Theft.
No, that's Side Effects. How could that not sound more like Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Well, let's try again.
No, this is... Okay, every single time I answer correctly, this time I answer incorrectly on purpose because you always say it's wrong, and now you're saying that it's wrong.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Let's try this again. Here is another new movie clip. Name that new movie.
How is it that we're getting on that plane?
I already have my ticket, and I brought cash for yours.
Are we both going to show our Sandy Bigelow Patterson, same birthday, everything at the same time? Let the airline just have a field day with that? Or yeah, that's what I thought.
Son of a... Well, we're driving now. We're driving then.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe I missed that.
You've got to feel so dumb.
Please don't.
Okay, name that new movie.
Side Effects.
No, that's Identity Thief. Jason Bateman.
I know.
Melissa McCarthy.
I know.
I don't know why you can't ever get this game
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? 8:53 up to 31 today. Got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up very, very, very soon. I've got five ways that you shorten your life every day and five ways you lengthen it.
Okay.
What do you want? Shorten or lengthen
first?
Well,
I'd like to lengthen.
First?
No, let's go with the bad first.
Okay. Smoking a pack of cigarettes shortens your life by 5 hours, which adds up to 2.5 months if you do it every day for a year. You lose 2 hours of life expectancy a day or 1 month a year just by being a man instead of a woman. Well, I got to change that. Eating one serving of red meat shortens your life by 30 minutes.
Oh, what?
Or 7.5 days over the course of a year.
Oh, no.
Watching 2 hours of TV a day also shortens your life by 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. If you watch this season of The Bachelor, it's going to cost you a full day of your life.
Well.
That's just from watching it, though.
That's duh.
Every alcoholic drink you have after your first one shortens your life by 15 minutes.
Really?
Now the things that can make you live longer.
Okay, ready.
Eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day adds 2 hours to your life each time you do it.
So, can you, mark stuff off if you do some of the bad stuff, if you do the good stuff?
You could do the math if you wanted. Do 20 minutes of cardio. That'll add an hour to your life each time.
Wow.
Or 2 weeks a year.
Okay.
Doing another 40 minutes of cardio after the first 20 minutes adds another 30 minutes to your life. So it'll add up to 3 extra weeks at the end of your life. Drinking 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day will make you live a 30 minutes longer.
Sweet.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
Yeah.
Because the first three, it just sounds like, okay, yeah, I get to live longer, but it makes the rest of the life really suck.
Yeah, but I get to drink my coffee still?
Fruit and vegetables and work out.
I get to drink coffee still.
And drinking one alcoholic beverage adds a 30 minutes to your life.
A glass of wine.
And since each extra drink takes away 15 minutes, that means if you have 3 drinks a day, you're breaking even.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Good plan. I have no idea what any of that actually means, but there you go. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core is coming up next. Hang on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Well, my computer is my hero.
Oh, because you didn't know we were going to do Heroes of the Day for the last 4 hours?
I knew that. I had the tab up. I must have shut it down on accident, and now it won't come back up.
All right.
Yep.
Well, good job.
Thanks. That was great, huh?
In Minnesota is where my hero comes from. Rochester, Minnesota, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Or actually, it's not in Rochester. It's one of the people from there. 30-year-old Quiana Evans, back in June of 2011. She's from Rochester. And her accomplice, 25-year-old Christian Alexander, robbed a McDonald's in Byron, Minnesota. They used guns to force police into the cooler and stole $1,850. At the time, Quiana was an employee at Burger King, but had just gotten let go before the robbery. Both she and Christian have prior felony convictions. She was sentenced to 10 years and 10 months in prison for armed robbery. Christian got 14 years.
Wow.
That's good work.
That is.
Well, at least they didn't rob their own restaurant. They robbed the competition, I guess.
Which doesn't make much sense, really.
Not really. No. Anyway. Yeah, that was in Byron, Minnesota. Hmm. I don't know where that is. Must be near Rochester.
I would guess so.
Rochester has a hospital. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of it once or twice. It's like the mayonnaise clinic.
Mayo.
I know. Time for us to get out of here. Ben is in next. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the blizzard. Hot 104.7.com.